Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news offering, private equity fund manager Capital Dynamics is out to South Korean lenders to back its acquisition of a standalone battery storage project in California, and prospective bidders of the Western Galilee desalination facility in Israel have until the 10th of July to submit tender documents for the scheme. After the country's inter-ministerial tender committee issued RFQs this month, the project will mark the first such desalination scheme in northern Israel. Over in the commodity finance space, on our third-party news tracker service, Geneva-based commodity trader Trafigura recorded its highest H1 net profit since 2016, despite $580 million in impairments, as its oil and metals trading divisions thrived in the extreme volatility caused by Middle East events and COVID-19, the company said on Thursday. The Memorandum of Understanding, signed last September and renewed last February, between India's Petronet LNG and Tellurium over the latter's proposed Driftwood LNG project in Louisiana, has expired. Baryshevko Grain Company has agreed an up to €7 million loan from the EBRD to support its working capital needs. And Altamira Gold has sold its Crepori gold project in Brazil to Mineração do Pará, a small-scale Brazilian gold producer. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Saudi Arabia's monetary authority has partially deposited $13.3 billion in equivalent local currency into local banks through blockchain technology. Globe Trade finance solution provider Surecomm announced the launch of its new fintech marketplace, as well as a new brand identity and API developer portal. And according to the 2020 Atradius Payment Practices Barometer Survey, global COVID-19 containment measures have impacted both national and international supply chains and trade, with delays in payments largely being financed by suppliers amid an uptick in the use of trade credit. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.